Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressmen because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising. Fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Welcome aboard the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, I'll give you that, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? We will be taking calls in the second hour, as always, 646-716-7978. If you do want to speak tonight, make sure you press the number 1. Gives me a little icon. Tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. And there's nothing wrong with listening. Now, remember, if you do have a story out there where you have been tyrannized in any way, and I don't care by who, Doctors, lawyers, judges, cops, Walmart greeters. I don't give a damn. You've been tyrannized. You got a story. You got to get it out there. Well, if you want to climb aboard this show and get your story out, it's pretty simple. You get on Facebook. You type in the captain. Say, Captain, I've been tyrannized. I got to get my story out. Okay. All I need is just a 2 or 3 paragraph explanation of what your story is all about. Later on when I do a promo, if you come on, I'm going to need a few pictures. But other than that, that's all it takes. I'm not here to doubt you. I'm not here to play ask you gotcha games. I'm not here to doubt you. You do not have to prove to me that your story is legitimate. What you have to do is you have to tell yourself, is this legitimate or not? If it is, well, you got to tell it anywhere and everywhere that you possibly can. It's not up to me to judge you whether you are telling the truth or not. I'm simply giving you a platform on which you can exercise your First Amendment right. Look, your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right, real quick before we get in the scuttlebutt of the day. I want you to also support my other good friends on Blog Talk Radio from Radio Jihad Network. My good friend Beto Esposito, he's on Monday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Kel Fritzy, my first mate, hopefully her partner. Tim Burton is doing better. I know he's still in the fight. And good for him. He's from England. And Kel is from Canada. She's on Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Radio Jihad Network. And, of course, Annie from Southern Sense. Joseph Gibson with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. And, of course, my girlfriend, Audrey Russo from Real Talk. She's also simulcast on Red State Radio. Now, we got a lot to get through here tonight. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom ship.
Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors!
God, I love that sound, man. I'm telling you, as a sailor, there was nothing like, there was nothing like getting underway, man. Bosun mate, shift colors, man. I loved it. I loved it, man. I tell you, I loved it. Right when, what I really loved is when you're getting out of the harbor or port, wherever you are, and you know you are no longer in the harbor. You are now out to sea. That feeling, you can see the land. Oh, man, you're just right off the side, up. I'm out to sea, man. There's nothing like that feeling. Anyway, oh, my God, Captain Digressor here. Let's get the scuttlebutt here. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about the Clinton body count, which keeps getting more and more and more. We're going to be talking about the Clinton Foundation, which that story's not going away. Even though I know the FBI and the DOJ, they don't want to touch it. It's a hot potato. It's not a hot potato. It's some serious criminal activity. I mean, this whole country, again, like I talked about last night, the whole country went completely upside down with Richard Nixon. What he did compared to what the Clintons have been doing and are continuing to do, the Obamas, I mean, it's not comparable. But there's no outrage with Clinton. Well, a little bit on the right, but I mean, my God, the country should be demanding her go to jail, like what they did to Richard Nixon. I mean, there were protests everywhere you went. Me personally, yeah, okay, yeah, he did screw up. He did things that he shouldn't have been doing. But he was doing it for, unfortunately, for good reasons. There's no excuse for it. I'm not trying to mitigate what he did. America doesn't want their presidents to be this way. They don't want their governments to be that way. And, you know, rightly so. But he, you know, he started out one thing, wanting to, you know, stop the leaks, and one thing led to another, to another, to another. And I don't know why he was so concerned about the Democrats. He was going to win by a landslide anyway. He didn't have to worry about the stupid election. I don't know what the hell was going on with all of that, but I'm not going to relitigate that. But the point is, what Richard Nixon did and what the Clintons have been doing and are continuing to do, as the bodies keep falling, I mean, there just is no comparison. There's no reason why this woman is allowed to be running for president. Maybe president of C Block. We've also got Intel Command. Oh, God, our intelligence command. Good God. That scares the hell out of me. Well, they skewed the ISIS reports that favored Obama's great and wonderful peacekeeping efforts. We all know how Obama ended the war in Iraq. We all know that it was Iraq that ended the war in Iraq. They said, America, you go home. We all know his peacekeeping efforts he did in Libya. Yeah. Oh, he shaped that country right on up, didn't he? Good God. I mean, where the hell is this government? Look, I still like George Bush, but what he did, there are certain things, and I can't for the life of me figure out what in the hell were you thinking. The Iraq War, I never was a fan of the Iraq War, and I did not vote for George Bush the second time around because of the Iraq War. I said no. I didn't vote for any. I wasn't going to vote for John Kerry. He's an idiot. I voted for myself. I put my own damn name in there. I'm not voting. I am not. I take my vote seriously. I was pissed off at that Iraq War. I really was. Look, we know there's bad guys all over the Middle East, the entire Middle East. There's bad guys in North America, South America, Australia, Canada. For the love of God, Canada. I mean, they're the nicest people in the world. But they got creeps, too. They got serial killers just like everybody else. There's a-holes wherever you go. On the moon. I'm sure that there's alien creatures out there. There's a-hole alien creatures. There's got to be. If there's two alien creatures, any two creatures, period, whether you're in deep outer space or you're right here on planet Earth, you've got two creatures of the same kind. One of them is bound to be an a-hole. Just the way it is. It's the laws of physics. I didn't invent it. Just know how it works. Well, of course they're going to skew these ISIS reports and make it look like, oh, yeah, ISIS. Yeah, they're the JV team. Yeah, come on in and play, boys. The varsity team is tired. This guy is just, you know, they can fool their base, and their base is very easily fooled. Why do you think they keep voting for these people? Well, you know, to some degree, you could say the same thing about the right. Well, this time around, the right figured it out. The people, the citizens, the voters, the peeps. We figured it out. We said, hey, wait a minute. No, we don't want any more of this. We don't need any more Nixons. We don't need any more Clintons. We don't need any more Obamas. We don't need any more lying Ted Cruzes. And what did Ted Cruz do? Boy, he really screwed his camp. I mean, he really screwed him, his chances. His political career is, you know, if he wins again, he might win again. And that's about it. He's not, maybe he can recover. I don't know. But I don't think he did himself any favors. I don't think he did himself any good. And especially if Donald Trump does really, really well and the country's really, really succeeding, Well, Ted Cruz, you're going to look like just a schmuck. And I think if Donald Trump is the president, I think we will be doing very, very well, very, very quickly. You do not want Hillary Clinton as your president. I mean, she can't even keep classified documents safe as the Secretary of State. Now what is she going to do as the president? She had 5 servers as Secretary of State that nobody knew about, including the FBI, but there was no intent to commit a crime. Really? What? So when she becomes president, I mean, how many servers is she going to have then? 10? 20? I mean, my Lord. Nixon deleted, 15, 18 minutes, whatever it was, of his own personal tapes. It was not, there was no requisite saying that the president had to have every conversation that he ever had tape recorded. There's nothing anywhere. There was no law. It was not a government. It was not a government tape. He taped everything that he had in the Oval Office, including all personal conversations. Now, was there criminal activity on these tapes? Yes, but still, the point is, the president is still afforded the same rights as everybody else, including the Fourth Amendment. However, the difference between Richard Nixon's personal tapes that he recorded and Hillary Clinton's emails that she deleted is those were her work emails. He did do work. Richard Nixon did do work, but he's the one who recorded it. It was his. It was for him. Yeah, it's not for the people to have. I'm sorry, but it's really not. He should have destroyed them. He never should have had it anyway. I don't know what the hell he was thinking, but people should be demanding that her emails, like what they did with Richard Nixon, this is my point, that Richard Nixon's tapes were theirs. They were the people's. And you have to give that up. Well, why aren't people doing that with Hillary Clinton and her emails? Why aren't they saying, hey, wait a minute, that's the people's emails, and you deleted them. Now you bring them back. Why aren't the people doing that? This is my point. Why is she being allowed to get away with it? Why is the DOJ, I know partisan, schmartisan. The Republicans were very upset at Richard Nixon, and yeah, they did vote to impeach. He would have been impeached if he hadn't resigned. Overwhelmingly, Republican and Democrat. But Democrats, they refuse. They refuse to, prosecute their own. I mean, what the hell? I mean, this woman, the foundation she's in, all of the shenanigans that she was doing as Secretary of State, the body count. What does she have to do? I mean, this woman could commit a double homicide on live television, catching it all, loading the gun, aiming the gun, shooting the gun, and the people dropping dead. The camera picks it all up. And people say, oh, well, that's, Yeah. Oh, well. Well, she's still better than Donald Trump because Donald Trump is a racist. I was watching CNN and they said so. And CNN doesn't lie. Jesus Christmas. All right, before we get into the Clinton Foundation and the body count here, I got to cover this story here. I never had a chance to really read it all the way through. I read most of it. But what I mean, these people are, I mean, sloppy doesn't even cover it. I mean, the Obama administration is extremely sloppy. Look what they got caught doing and everything that they get caught doing. And I mean some dirty stuff. And nobody seems to just, oh, well. Oh, oh, oh. I mean, Richard Nixon, I mean, the guy's put a couple of bugs on a couple of phones. My God. A couple of people got a couple of audits. And he paid him hush money. Okay. Yeah, these are all crimes. But, I mean, compared to what Barack Obama, compared to Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, I mean, God only knows what George Bush was up to. But I don't think it compared anywhere to the Clintons or to the Obamas. Not even close. But, I mean, they're sloppy. I mean, what they did with Fast and Furious. Why would you... I know that they... Well, that was actually done deliberate. That wasn't sloppy. But they got caught. So I guess it was sloppy. The IRS, they got caught. Sloppy. Benghazi, what the hell did he do in Benghazi? Well, we don't know. He still hasn't showed up yet. Oh, but he did give the orders. Do whatever you got to do to save lives, guys. I'm going to go back to sleep. Why did he not ensure that his orders were carried out? That's just what I'd like to know. What good is an order if you're not going to make sure it's carried out? I thought you were supposed to be the commander-in-chief. And then you're going to sit here and criticize Donald Trump as not being prepared, not being ready to be president? What the hell? Oh, and you were? You were a senator for what, 2 weeks? And you voted present? What? Shut up. Not prepared. Not qualified. Not qualified. Hillary Clinton, first of all, is not qualified. She has nothing, first of all. But second of all, what she has done with her emails and allowing God only knows who actually looked at them. And then we've got the report now with that Iranian, the guy who was their source for their the Iranian nuclear program. And she mentions his name and all the emails. And then next thing you know, boom, he's hanging from a friggin' rope. See, how'd that happen? Well, she mentioned the name. He was captured, and they kept him in prison for I don't know how many years. And then finally, I guess they just executed him last week. But how did they know where he was? How did they know this? How did they know that? Well, they probably read Hillary Clinton's emails. Now, that's what she did as Secretary of State. How many emails is she going to leave just laying around for any other country to pick up? I mean, my Lord. And most of the work that she was doing as Secretary of State, she was doing to enrich her own pocketbook with that stupid Clinton Foundation. God only knows how much, you know, I really wonder. If the reason why she didn't want to go into Libya is so she can bring in foreign investors, she thought, but it didn't work out that well. Bring in foreign investors, they can come in, make a lot of money, donate a lot of money to the Clinton Foundation. She can make, you know, gazillions of dollars. That's probably what she was thinking, but it didn't work out that well. Benghazi is a freaking madhouse. The entire country of Libya, it's a disaster. We created it. We destroyed the frickin' country. For what? Look what we did to Iraq. Yeah, I know, Saddam Hussein, he was a bad dude. Well, I mean, God almighty, cross the street. You could find a bad dude. What the hell? I don't know. America, we need to clean up our own front yard, our own backyard, our own homes, our own kitchens, our own bathrooms, our own living rooms, stick to ourselves, clean up ourselves first before we start meddling in somebody else's affairs and cleaning up their yard. Who the hell are we? It's their freaking leaves. Let them rake it. And I think Donald Trump, for the most part, I think is like that. And if these countries do want our protection, yeah, not from, yeah, you're going to have to pay for it. I mean, my God. Who the hell? I mean, what? We got to protect the whole world for free? We got to pay, the American taxpayer has to pay for this? That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. So no, we're not going to pay for it anymore. You're going to pay for it. Oh, you don't want to pay, do you now? All right, well, we're going to send our ships home, send our troops home, send our airplanes home. We're going home. Yeah, protect yourself. Oh, wait a minute. I just found my checkbook. Yeah, that's what I thought. Make that out to U.S. taxpayer, son of a bitch. Oh, this story here. But before we go, I know. We're going to get into it. Relax, everyone. We're going to get into it. But there's a lot to talk about. Intelligence reports produced by the United States Central Command that tracked the Islamic State's 2014-2015 rise in Iraq skewed to present a rosier picture of the situation on the ground. Now, this is according to a bombshell report that was released today, by a House Republican task force. I didn't know they had one. Well, good for them. A House Republican task force. I wonder if they carry guns. Well, the task force investigated a Defense Department whistleblower's allegations that higher-ups manipulated analysts' findings to make the campaign against ISIS appear more successful to the American public. Well, first of all, we all knew that this was bogus crap anyway. I mean, to Democrats, this is all news. What? Obama lied? No. It's got to be Donald Trump. Duh. We all know. I mean, look, when the president called Al-Qaeda the JV team, well, maybe they are compared to ISIS now, but at the time they weren't. The report concluded that intelligence reports from Central Command were, in fact, inconsistent with the judgments of many senior career analysts. Wow. Further, the report found these products also consistently described U.S. actions in a more positive light than other assessments from the intelligence community and were typically more optimistic than actual events warranted. Really? No, the Obama administration wouldn't do something like that. They're the most transparent administration in American political history. Remember when he said that? Good God Almighty. I mean, and they still say it. Hillary Clinton still has the audacity to come out and say that she's, transparent. And she has the nerve to call Donald Trump a liar. Hillary, you got to shut up. You don't even mention the L word. All right? You don't even get to use the word lie. Integrity. You don't get to use those words. Transparent. You do not get to use those words, Ms. Clinton. You are not qualified to use those words. You keep those words to yourself. Shut up. They wanted to tell the story that ISIS was the JV, that we had Al-Qaeda on the run. Now, this is Mike Pompeo. We all know who he is. He's a good fighter. We like him. He's from Kansas. Well, he was involved in this House report. And he says it's clearly manipulated. Well, of course it is. Well, here's the problem. Again, Congress has done a really good job of, you know, going out and finding out all this information. Well, yeah, we had a great Benghazi report. Well, it was a beautiful report, easy to read. Oh, it was laid it all out. Boom, boom, boom. But what happened? Well, did anybody lose their job? Did anybody get held accountable? Well, no, they didn't. What the hell is the freaking point? What the hell? What the what in the hell is going on? Why have all these freaking cockamamie hearings when nothing is going to come out of it? Nothing. Okay, now we got another report by the Republican Task Force. Book 'em, Dano. Okay, it's a beautiful report. I got to cover what they found. You know, we got to talk about it. But my God, why are there not people being impeached like the president? Why is Hillary Clinton not in a grand jury? Jesus Christmas, people, how much more can we take? I mean, Richard Nixon, but I mean, I keep bringing him up. But I mean, compared to what he did back then, compared to what's going on today, I mean, my Lord, what happened to us? We became numb. We're numb. This stuff doesn't affect us anymore. Oh, well, it's just, it's politics, usual. Nothing I can do about it. I'm just a little guy. I don't want to rock the boat, Whatever. No, it's not freaking whatever. It's not bumping up and up and up. You're an idiot. This is serious stuff. I mean, you destroyed Richard Nixon. You destroyed his whole freaking presidency. And you're allowing this woman to run for president. DOJ refuses to prosecute anything. The FBI refuses. Everybody, what does she have on the DOJ? What does she have on Obama? What does she have on the FBI? What the hell? The Clintons got something on everybody. Who are these people? Well, I think the American people need to do what they did with Richard Nixon and get in the freaking streets, demanding that this woman be in front of a grand jury. I want to see a trial. I mean, this woman is guilty. And Chelsea's guilty, too. She's running the foundation. You know she's guilty. We all know Bill's guilty. Don't tell me you don't. Come on, please. He went to that little pervert island with his friend. Oh, come on. He was with some underage girls. Good God. The guy's a pervert. They did very well with keeping that out of the frickin' news, didn't they? And if you talk about it, oh, well, you're just an Alex Jones conspiracy theorist. You're an idiot. Mr. Pompeo continued, this is incredibly dangerous. Well, yeah, it is. I mean, nobody, what Richard Nixon did, okay, dangerous? Well, not in the same sense as what's going on here. You can't compare the two. But you have to bring up that, look, I mean, if you were going to go completely ballistic, blasting off into Deep Space Nine the entire freaking country over what Richard Nixon did, you've got to be out of your damn skin over this. But no. He said, we haven't seen this kind of manipulation of intelligence in an awfully long time. The Joint Task Force report blamed structural and management changes at CENTCOM Intelligence Directorate starting in mid-2014 for the intelligence products. Oh, it's always management changes. It's always something. It's always, well, it's a system. We can't do anything about it. It's the system. Well, fix the freaking system. If you know that you're doing something is wrong, well, then don't do it. I mean, again, common sense. Common sense! God, it's going to get me in trouble one of these days. Damn it. The report also said senior leaders relied on details from coalition forces rather than more objective and documented intelligence reporting, using this as a rationale to change reports, sometimes in a more optimistic direction. Of course, they don't want to tell the American people, yeah, all of the efforts that we're doing, well, it's failing, and ISIS is growing, and they're coming after us, and I don't know what to do. But neither does Valerie Goebbels. So we're just going to paint a rosy picture so you just won't be alarmed. So when they come and get you, well, you know. I mean, Obama's going to have the audacity to say that Donald Trump is not prepared. He's not qualified. He doesn't have what it takes. He doesn't have the temperament. That seems to be the new buzzword now. Donald Trump doesn't have the temperament. Hillary Clinton doesn't have the temperament. Nobody's got the frickin' temperament. I certainly do not have the temperament. The American people do not have the temperament. We're tired of the crap. We're done with it. No more. And that's why they went to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not a politician. Anyone who's a politician, you are looked at as, well, you know, not really the enemy, but you're the reason why we're here. And we got to take the blame, too, because we allowed you to do it. We allowed these people to do it. And now we're waking up going, realizing, hey, wait a minute, all that stuff we allowed them to do, well, it didn't work. So now we got to go over and we got to go start all over again. And that's exactly what we need. Just get back to basics, man. Just get back to basics, man. Go back to Luckenbach, Texas. Get back to the basics of love. And that's all it is. That's all that it is. And that's all Donald Trump wants to do, is just make common sense decisions. Hey, look, we're tired of getting ripped off by everybody we trade with. Tired of having all of our jobs go to other countries who don't really like us and violate our sovereignty every day. I mean, my God. I don't have a problem with people wanting to come over. But that's not the problem. It's how they're coming over and why they're coming over. That's the problem. Coming over to be an American is one thing, but coming over here to take over and to change and to completely disobey our laws, our sovereignty, our way of life, no, that's wrong. And this jackass we got as a president now, I don't know how many, literally thousands of illegal alien criminals that included murder, rape, child molestation, robbery, drunk driving. But you're going to crucify Richard Nixon for erasing a couple 15 minutes of his own personal tapes. But this stuff, no. Nothing to see here. Not a damn thing. Well, of course they've been manipulating the stinking reports. And again, okay, you had a nice little report. You got the Republican Task Force. You got them coming at you. Okay, what is going to happen? What? What is going to be the end result here? What is going to happen? Is somebody going to be held accountable? Somebody's going to be held responsible? No? Well, then what the hell was the freaking point? Don't waste my time. I'm sorry, but it's high time that these people be held accountable, and now. And Barack Obama should be impeached by now. Hillary Clinton should not be allowed to run for president. I'm sorry. No, no, no. Richard Nixon manipulated the Democrats' vote. He got the candidate that he wanted. He wanted to run against McGovern. Well, he was going to win no matter what. Well, Hillary Clinton did the same thing. But instead of getting rid of, I can't remember that other dude's name that they got rid of. But he was kind of like a Bernie Sanders kind of guy. But he was young. But Hillary Clinton did the same thing. Look, she already had that wrapped up before the election even started. She had that wrapped up probably when she went over to Dianne Feinstein's house and had a conversation with Barack Obama before she finally ceded the election. Promised then and right then and there, you know it, Secretary of State. And then she would get all the superdelegates to vote for her in 8 years so she could run again. Well, when Bernie Sanders came up, she was like, wait a minute, this guy's not supposed to be gaining ground here. I'm supposed to just automatically get this. What is going on? Well, that's when the shenanigans happened. They did everything they could to, stop him. And they did. And then Bernie Sanders goes ahead and endorses her. Bernie Sanders should not have endorsed Hillary Clinton, whereas Ted Cruz should have endorsed Donald Trump. Donald Trump beat Ted Cruz fair and square in a legal election. He beat him fair and square. American people voted, they said Donald Trump. Well, on the Democrat side, the people were saying Bernie Sanders, and the superdelegates were saying Hillary Clinton. Sorry, too bad, too sad, you lose. See, we're the superdelegates. We know what is best for you, because we are a superdelegate. This is how they think. This is how they think, these people. This is how they think. What the hell was his name now? He used to be on Saturday Night Live. Wasn't very funny on Saturday Night Live. And he's certainly not very funny as a senator. And he wears those red horned rim round glasses. What the hell's his name? Whatever. It's from Minnesota. That's what he said. His voters wanted Bernie, and he said, well, we know what's best. No, the American people know what's best. That's why they vote you in to do their bidding, not your bidding, but their bidding. Well, officials from the FBI and the Department of Justice met several months ago to discuss opening a public corruption case into the Clinton Foundation. What? At the time, three field offices were in agreement. An investigation should be launched after the FBI received notification from a bank of suspicious activity from a foreigner who had donated to the, roll call please, Clinton Foundation. FBI officials wanted to investigate whether there was criminal conflict of interest with the State Department and the Clinton Foundation during Clinton's tenure. The Department of Justice had looked into allegations surrounding the foundation a year earlier. What? After the release of the controversial book Clinton Cash, but found them to be unsubstantiated, of course, and there was insufficient evidence to open a case. Yeah. There's no criminal intent. But she lied and said she had one server when she really had five, and she had multiple devices to go along with those servers. God only knows what were on each of those servers, and she deleted them all. How many emails did she actually delete? We don't. Look, I understand, you know, brotherhood. I get it. And nobody wants to, you know, cops don't want to go out after, you know, cops. But if you're bad, you're bad. It doesn't matter. You know, brotherhood is one thing. But sticking up for someone who did something illegal, well, that makes you just as bad as them. Makes you just as guilty. I don't know what the hell's going on, why these Clintons are so protected. But enough is enough. Now, I do know that the FBI, and I did investigate, this is true. And I think maybe that the FBI, see, if they indict, then Barack Obama, all he's got to do is give her a full pardon, which I don't like. I don't like those kinds of pardons. But unfortunately, they are legal. They should not be legal. And we do need to have a constitutional amendment, which makes that, you know, the presidential power to grant pardons. And I don't have a problem with the president granting pardons. But you got to be convicted first. How can you get a pardon of something that you didn't do? Well, that says, well, you know that they did criminal activity, and you're giving them a pardon. That makes you now just as guilty. So maybe they're waiting till Obama is out of office, and maybe then that they can indict. Because you know Donald Trump isn't going to he's not going to stand in their way. But if Hillary Clinton does become president, then that's where it's going to get really tricky. Do they impeach her before she, you know, takes office? Can they do it? Would they do it? Should they do it? Yeah. She shouldn't win. If she wins, it's because she cheated. There's no way you could tell me that these cockamamie polls have got her up. Stop. Stop. Stop the madness. Don't want to hear it. I'm not buying it. They're desperate. They'll do anything to tell you that she's winning because they know she's not. They want you to think she is. So I guess I'm supposed to change my vote because CNN polled 1,000 college students and they all said they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm supposed to now change my vote? Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Well, nobody wants to look into it. Nobody wants to look into Hillary Clinton. And this Clinton Foundation, my God in heaven. I mean, there are more emails coming out. More and more every single day. We all know Cheryl Mills, which was her chief of staff, and that Huma Abedin, who's married to Anthony Weiner, the little pervert, taking pictures of his little Jimmy. Sending it out to little girls under the name of Carlos Danger. I mean, when I heard that, I mean, you have got to be kidding me. And the New York papers were in love with it. I mean, Carlos Danger. That was his little code name that he used when he sent pictures of his little schmeckle off to little girls. Over the stupid internet. And then he said, oh, my system was hacked. Why would they hack in into your computer and send pictures of your Jimmy to little girls? Why would they do that? You did it yourself, you little pervert. I never liked him anyway. I got Huma Abedin, which does have ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, by the way, which is a terrorist organization in Egypt, which Egypt is Muslim. And Anthony Weiner's a Jew. I mean, none of this makes any sense. It's crazy. I mean, it's nuts. all of it's nuts. But the bottom line is the Clinton Foundation, I mean, more and more and more. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on and on. We know that she was using her influence and her power as Secretary of State to make a lot of money and a lot of deals, foreign deals. She was making money, a lot of it. Instead of doing her job as Secretary of State, she's out making hundreds of millions of dollars. God only knows. I mean, we don't need this anymore. We can't take this much corruption. We really can't. Now let's get into the Clinton body count here. I mean, there are so many. And now some of these in here, I don't remember. I don't know. And there's not a lot of description. So, I mean, look, I'm not saying that every single one of these are without a doubt. There's a conspiracy theory to go along with it. And we got to have an investigation into every single one of these. All I'm merely pointing out is yeah, are there some in here that by happenstance died? I'm sorry, but part of life is that you got to die. People got to die sometime. So I'm sure that some of these are probably legitimate, but it does seem to be every time somebody is to testify against either Bill or Hillary or both, they always seem to die just a couple of days before they testify. It's too many times is the problem. Too many times. It's too coincidental. Once in a while, okay, wouldn't be not a big to do. Nobody would notice, but this has been going on since the 90s, actually, when he was governor. But there's not a lot of record with that. But when he was in office in the 90s, there were a lot of people dying, and a lot of people kept going, well, man, these numbers keep popping up. Vince Foster, they were just like, what in the hell? And people were naturally going, wait a minute. I mean, there's, you know, I'm sorry, but you see a lot of smoke. Look, you can't get smoke without fire. It's just the way it is. You can build a fire all day long, but it's going to produce smoke. That's what fire does. It produces smoke. Well, Don Adams, long before Whitewater's land flips, made the Clinton circle of friends very, very, very wealthy. Many of these same players had been involved in a similar land swindle in Branson. Don Anderson was a lawyer in Arkansas. Arkansas, who got involved trying to help the people who were being swindled out of their life savings. Uh-oh, here we are. Okay, trying to help people who got swindled out of their life savings, more than likely by the Clintons. And, well, that's the end of that. And they got news reports, and of course they're always a suicide. People shooting themselves twice in the chest with two different guns. That's a suicide. I mean, some of this stuff, yeah, maybe it may be all naturally. Well, look at this here, John Ash. This is a recent one. He used to be the United Nations General Assembly president. Well, he was doing some shenanigans with the Clinton Foundation. They don't list the name Clinton Foundation. They list a charity foundation, which we all know it's Clinton Foundation. Well, he gets caught with a Chinese businessman. Now, I don't know when this Chinese guy is going to testify, but if he testifies, is he going to die too? How are they going to keep him safe? Well, evidently this John Ash was going to testify. More than likely have to spill the beans about the Clinton Foundation and Hillary herself, which they were buddy buddies. They were doing, he was donating to her foundation and he was getting favors and blah, 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 blah. Well, he was doing a lot of crooked stuff, and that's why he got kicked out of being a president. And he probably would have ended up going probably to jail. Well, he's about to testify, and he's a pretty big guy. And he weight lifts and all that. He's a pretty big dude. Well, somehow the barbell fell when he was lifting weights. God only knows what he was dressed in. Was he dressed in a suit? Was he dressed in gear, weightlifting gear? They failed to put that in the report. But a barbell fell on his neck, killed him dead. Well, could that happen? Maybe. Maybe. It's possible. If it lands just right. Or if somebody isn't on the other end, two guys on each end of the barbell pushing down as hard as they can. Till he has no breath in him. Initially, now this is what when it came out. Now, initially they reported, well, he died of a heart attack. Then they came out and said, no, it's this, no, it's that. Well, why would they do that? Why do they always want to bring out rumors? They always want to create rumors so nobody knows really what the hell happened. So the truth never gets out. And if the truth does get out, well, it's just another rumor. And this is why they do it. Well, he was about to begin trial for a bribery charge involving the Chinese businessman, and I can't pronounce his name, who had been implicated but not charged in the 1996 China Gate for funneling illegal donations to Bill Clinton's reelection fund through Arkansas restaurant owner Charlie Try. Well, Ash was supposed to testify about Hillary's links to this Chinese businessman. Later the same day, he died. Just happened to die. And this happens a lot. Robert Bates supposedly died of an overdose of mouthwash. He was an aircraft mechanic. Gandy Baugh, attorney representing Mr. Lassiter, in a case concerning alleged financial misconduct, died in alleged suicide by jumping out of a window on a multi-story building. Mr. Lassiter was a close associate of Governor Clinton and was later indicted on drug-related charges, among other things. Baugh's law partner was suicided 1 month later. His law partner knew about it, too. And this is what happens. If you're going to be a lawyer for the Clintons, man, you better make damn sure you get them off. Because if you don't, well, you end up dead because you know too much. These people, they're good about covering their tracks, and they'll cover anybody and everybody. Now, is this Julian Assange? Is he on the list? Now, I don't know where he's hiding. But I would imagine he's probably on a list somewhere. And good for him. I mean, we need to find out the truth because we're not finding out the truth by the politicians. And they got Admiral Jeremy Burda. I think I remember this. He was the chief of naval operations. I can't remember what the hell happened with that. Something about he was authorized to wear a V for Valor on his medals, but then he wasn't. And he left, evidently, he left two suicide notes, which didn't make any sense. Well, it turned out to be fraudulent, and the guy was able to wear the V Honest Metals, V for Valor. Evidently shot himself in the chest twice using two different guns. Rather than be interviewed by the Newsweek magazine that afternoon. So what he had connections with, I can't remember, but there was some kind of connection somewhere, something with the Clintons. There's always a connection with these people. Ron Brown, the former chairman of the DNC, their plane went down. They did a lot with planes. There was one, remember, Flight 800, when I first moved to New York, I wasn't in New York, I don't know, just a few months, maybe just a couple of months, maybe just a month. And Flight 800 went down on East Mauritius here on Long Island. Well, it came out that there was somebody that was with the Clintons, and I can't remember his name, and I'm looking through this list, and I can't remember I didn't see it on this list, but he died in a plane crash in Alaska. They finally got him. See, he was supposed to be on Flight 800, but see, he left at the last second. Well, there were a lot of people that reported what they thought was like a missile, was a missile of sort, and then the plane, you know, caught on fire and then crashed. Well, of course, the Navy and all the experts were saying, no, that didn't happen. No, 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 no. It lost power, went down, and you didn't see that. Oh, no, oh, that's right. I didn't see what I saw, but you did. Oh, okay. So they dismissed those people as conspiracy theorists. Well, evidently, this guy was supposed to be on that plane. Didn't get on it, but they got him again like a month or two later when his plane went down in Alaska. It was a small plane. Well, planes crash in Alaska all the time because of the winds. It's not safe to fly there. You got to know what the hell you're doing. There's a lot of winds and a lot of planes crash. But a lot of planes crash, too, when they have help. Planes can go down pretty easy when they got help. So you got James Bunch, whoever the hell he is, whatever the hell he did. He was an influential Texan. They don't even know the date he died. Died of gunshot suicide, similar to Vince Foster. Speaking of Vince Foster, oh, here's one. And there's a couple of them in here that are pretty sick. One involves a couple of teenage kids. That one's pretty sick. But Berta Cáceres, she was a human rights activist. Well, she was killed while sleeping in her home in Honduras. Well, Berta had named Hillary Clinton as the one responsible for the Honduran coup, which toppled democratically elected President Manuel Zelaya, I guess. I kind of remember him. Since the coup, Honduras became one of the most violent places in the world. Growing awareness of Hillary's role in Honduras became a serious liability during Hillary's 2016 campaign. This woman died on March 3rd, 2016. So she's getting rid of them all, boy. She's not going to let anybody get in her way to be president. Now, where's this other one? Well, here's Vince Foster. We'll get to him in a minute. But this one girl, what the hell was her name? Oh, I got it in here. Oh, here's the two kids. We're going to get to that. But where is – oh, even John F. Kennedy Jr. They have got John F. Kennedy Jr. down here as one of those that were on her hit list. See, because she had thought, you know, this was in 2000, 2001, whatever it was. Because she had decided that she is going to be New York senator, and being Hillary Clinton that she is, she can just go anywhere and just be, you know, coronated. Because she's that special. Well, evidently John F. Kennedy Jr. who was a New York resident and been there for many years, unlike Hillary, who's been there for just a few months. Was going to announce, I guess, the next day, he was on his way to Martha's Vineyard and going to announce that he was going to run for Senate. Well, Hillary didn't like that because she was supposed to be the senator. No one else could run. Well, now, exactly what connections, how they, I guess the skies were very clear. It was a clear day. There was no weather problems. Now, how they got the plane down, if they did it, I don't know. That's the first I ever heard of that was actually today. I've never heard that theory before. I know absolutely nothing about it. I don't know what the connection, how they could do it. I mean, I don't know. But it's on the list. This was in 1999. Now, who knows? I mean, with the Clintons, it wouldn't surprise me. But, I mean, I have no – I mean, I just don't know. I don't know about that. But Mary Mahoney, now she was a White House intern. She was a lesbian, 25-year-old woman. She was like a, you know, a bit of an activist for women's rights. Well, she was an intern for Bill Clinton, and she was also working as an assistant manager at a Starbucks there in Georgetown. Well, the pretrial publicity over Paula Jones, over her lawsuit, this Mike Isikoff had dropped hints that a former White House staffer with the initial M was about to go public with her story of sexual harassment in the White House. Just days later, a gunman entered the Starbucks while the crew was cleaning up after closing. There were two associates, Aaron Goodrich, 18, and Emery Evans, 25, were taken to a room and shot. Mary herself had 5 bullets in her from at least 2 different guns. They say most likely with silencers. Total of 10 shots were fired, none of them heard by neighbors, so they assumed that there were silencers. Well, Mary was shot in the chest, her face, and in the back of the head. Good God. Someone definitely wanted her dead. Even though more than $4,000 remained in the store, the police have categorized a triple murder as a robbery. Again, just like what happened to Mr. Rich. Oh, it's a robbery gone bad. What robbery? There was nothing taken. It's not a robbery. Robbery means stealing. If you don't steal anything, it's not robbery. You don't need to be a cop to know this. Good God. Even though I guess the cops acknowledged it, that it was execution-style killings. There's no sign of forced entry. Well, evidently Chelsea Clinton, as Monica Lewinsky, and George Stephanopoulos were, I guess, regulars at this particular Starbucks. Well, in any event, she was going to go forward with there was a lot of sexual harassment in the White House. She knew about it. She wanted to report it. She's a whistleblower, and it would have definitely damaged Bill Clinton. So they bumped her off. They don't care. They didn't care who she was, a young 25-year-old woman. They didn't care about that. They don't care who they are. They just don't care. Now, there's Sean Lucas. We talked about him last night. He's the one who served the DNC. Well, this story's not really going to go away because he's got a lot of friends, and they are upset. Something tells me this story is going to keep getting bigger, and it should. All of these stories should be big. All of these emails, my God. All of this stuff. I mean, the body count keeps getting, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. How many more people have to be murdered or suicided before people wake up. Well, he's a lawyer, this Lucas, and he's a filmmaker. Or his friend's a filmmaker. Came with him, and they served the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz in a fraud class action suit because of what they did to the Bernie Sanders supporters. And they did. There's a legitimate Bernie Sanders people. They have a legitimate argument. They have a legitimate gripe. And Bernie Sanders had no business whatsoever of endorsing her. Look, party unity is one thing, but you got ripped off. You got stolen from. So, yeah, I mean, if you're the president and somebody's going to come over and steal from us and you're just going to allow them to do it and then endorse their behavior, we don't need you as president. Well, this guy wanted to serve him. Well, he ended up just dying. Found dead in his bathroom by his girlfriend. Just dead. Just happened to be just happened to die. Well, even though he did serve them and now he's dead. Now, I don't know what the legalities are as far as the lawsuit going forward. But it seems to me that somebody should be able to pick that ball up and keep moving it forward. I hope there's somebody that can keep this lawsuit moving forward. I mean, this really needs to come out. I mean, she did manipulate the election to make sure that she was the candidate. That makes her right there disqualified to be president. She cheated! Look, you cheat. You don't. I mean, I'm sorry. You cheat to win. You don't get a win. She cheated. The entire DNC cheated. And don't tell me that she didn't know anything about it. I don't want to hear it. Now, here, this one here. I kind of remember a little bit about this story in the 90s. I heard it several years after it happened. And I forgot all about it. But this happened in 1987. The initial cause of death was claimed to be the result of passing out on a railroad track in Arkansas after smoking 20 marijuana cigarettes. Look, these 17-year-old kids are not going to be able to smoke 20 marijuana cigarettes and pass out on the railroad tracks. That's just stupid. Well, you're not going to be able to smoke 20 marijuana cigarettes. It ain't going to happen. Well, the ruling was reported by the state medical examiner and supported by the sheriff, whose thorough investigation of the crime scene left one of the boy's foot sitting in the open for 2 days. You know, these kids, they were on the tracks and they got mutilated by a train that came through. Well, they exhumed Kevin. It's Kevin Ives and Don Henry. They were buddies. Exhumed the body, and another autopsy was performed. They discovered that Kevin died from a crushed skull prior to being placed on the tracks. And Don Henry's body was exhumed and discovered to have been stabbed in the back prior to being placed on the tracks. So, how do you do that and then smoke 20 marijuana cigarettes? Well, Governor Bill Clinton excused this particular person, the medical examiner, excused their heirs, saying that this person was tired and stressed out. Come on. Well, evidently the reports, the reason why this is such a big to-do is because they indicate that these two kids might have accidentally stumbled upon a part of a drug operation. Now, maybe they were walking out in the hills or somewhere. I don't know. Evidently, it was a drop site in the area. Now, this is in Alexander, Arkansas. Well, evidently, they got a confession from one of the murderers of the two boys. Well, what Bill Clinton, why, where the connection is with Bill Clinton, I guess there are the people that this guy who had this drug running, I guess there was connections that way. So you're allowed to be a criminal with the Clintons as long as you pay them. So if you pay them enough, yeah, you can sell your drugs, you can do this, you can do that, you can scoop up all the uranium and sell it to Iran. We don't care as long as you're paying us. You pay us, you can play. You can do it. You can play any game you want. And this is how these people are. Now we got Michael Hastings. We remember him. He was a journalist for Rolling Stone. Well, remember he hit a tree, and they're saying that the car exploded before he hit the tree. And they're saying, oh, well, he was suicidal, and he was going too fast, and he ran into a tree. Did it on purpose or whatever. I don't remember. I mean, it just... Well, evidently he had told a lot of his friends that he was in fear of his life for the stories that he had written, which happened to have been very critical of Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. And one of the emails leaked during the 2016 convention confirmed that Hillary received Hastings' damaging investigative report of the attack in Benghazi 5 months before his death. So, I mean, it's just too coincidental. And they're very good at the way they kill people. I mean, they're good at it. I mean, they make it look natural. So they got it down pat. I don't know who Hillary Clinton's goons are. But that needs to be a documentary. Hillary Clinton's goons, or the Clinton's goons. And they've got a lot of them. I mean, they've got, I don't know how they've got so much power, but I mean, they do. There are people that will do anything for these people. And why? I don't know. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's well over 50. A lot of people have it down to about 100. There's a lot of people that have gone to jail for the Clintons. But, I mean, just in the last 6 weeks, I mean, people are just, they're just dropping like flies. Well, Gary Johnson, in 1992, he was beaten near to death and left for dead. Well, someone in the Clinton organization sent three goons to beat him up. Came this close from killing him. Who was Jennifer Flowers' neighbor? Well, this Gary Johnson, who was Jennifer Flowers' neighbor, had a security camera installed in his condominium. And by chance, he had many tapes of Bill Clinton actually entering Jennifer's condominium while as the governor and married to Hillary. Well, not only was this Gary Johnson beat damn near to death, but all of his tapes were taken. Gee. Now, who would rob somebody and take their videotapes and beat them up damn near to death and take their videotapes? Who would do that? And why? So you see, I mean, yeah, some of these deaths may have been legitimate, but they're just too coincidental. They're just far too coincidental. And I'm sick of them. I'm sick of this Hillary Clinton. I'm sick of all the Clintons. I'm sick of every damn one of them. And I am really so looking forward. to Donald Trump being our president, I think we are going to have a lot less corruption. I'm not saying he's squeaky clean corrupt, but we're going to have a lot less of it. And I think we're going to have better trade deals. I think we are going to start getting jobs back. I think we are going to get our military back. We need to be the biggest military in the world. We don't have a choice. We're the United States. We don't have a choice. We have to be. We have to have. In order for our survival, the United States needs to have the biggest military in the world. Who does it now? China! Look what China's doing in the South China Sea. And what are we doing about it? Well, we're getting rid of that ship, getting rid of this ship, getting rid of this battalion, getting rid of that battalion, getting rid of this airplane, getting rid of that aircraft carrier, getting rid of this, getting rid of that tank, get rid of our nuclear weapons. Get rid of everything. Get rid of all the guns. China is planning for a takeover. And they will take over. And they could do it very easily. I mean, my beloved Navy, and I love the Navy. But my God, there is no Navy anymore. What happened to it? Well, Obama got rid of it. And for what? And now he's fudging the reports to make it look like ISIS really isn't that strong. Well, we know they are. Look, people need to understand, it's not just ISIS. It's every single one of these terrorist organizations. Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, you name it. They have the same goal. They have the same goal, jihad. So it doesn't really matter what organization they're in. It's jihad, and they're everywhere, and they are in the United States. They're all over Europe. They're in Australia. They're in Canada. But they're everywhere. They're trying to infiltrate Russia and China, but they're not having very good luck. But they're allowed to do it in Europe. They're encouraged. Come on over. They're encouraged in the United States. Come on over. No, you don't need a passport or anything. You don't need ID. You don't need none of that. No, just come on over. Yeah. We'll take you. Don't worry about it. We like you. I mean, my God. And they're going to complain about Richard Nixon. How? How can you possibly complain about Richard? And where are you, Woodward and Bernstein? Where are you on Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama? Where are you? I mean, my God, I mean, their reports. I mean, just so over the top. And they were so outraged that this president was a criminal. Oh, but Barack Obama's not a criminal. Really, he just paid Iran $400 million to get hostages back. How many other times did he pay off Iran? How many more times is he now going to have to pay off Iran? I mean, the criminal activity this man did with Fast and Furious. Where were you there, Woodward? Bernstein? Where were you? What did they call him? Woodstein. Yeah. The dynamic duo. Well, where were you with Fast and Furious? How about the IRS? You were all over Richard Nixon for what he tried to do with the IRS. Where were you on this story, Woodward and Bernstein? Where the hell were you? Huh? Obama actually got the IRS to actually target a lot of people. Where were you, Bernstein? Where were you, Woodward? Huh? You're a couple of hacks is what you are. I mean, my God, what Richard Nixon did compared to what the hell's going on here now? I mean, this should be right up your alley there, Woodstein. Both of you. You should be back at it, investigating,
Getting to the bottom of it. Getting to the truth.
Well, where are you? Well, you're nowhere to be found because they're a Democrat. If Hillary Clinton were a Republican, she'd already been burned at the stake years ago. And I do see a lot of similarities with, because I watched, like I said, over this past weekend, I watched just about everything you could watch on Watergate, and I've still been watching it. And it did take quite a few years before it finally, you know, 2 or 3 years before it finally, you know, really took off. It didn't really get going until Walter Cronkite talked about it. But, you know, Woodward and Bernstein, they still were doing their little reports. It was gaining a little bit of ground, a little bit of traction here and there. And then once Cronkite, you know, said it, then it got really huge. Well, we don't have a Cronkite anymore. I never liked Cronkite anyway. Most trusted man in the world, my ass. But we don't have that anymore. So I don't know what the hell it's going to take for this country to get outraged and demand that this woman be prosecuted, just like what they did with Richard Nixon. They demanded his prosecution, demanded his impeachment, demanded he go to jail. But Hillary Clinton can use not one but five servers that she didn't tell anybody about, including the government. Unprotected servers, so God and anybody can get into these servers. Who knows who got in and what they got? And who knows what damage was caused because of it? Well, I mean, and we can't get Woodward and Bernstein. We can't get them there to, oh, well, the FBI said that there was no intent, so there's no story here. Well, you know, the FBI at the beginning also said there was nothing there, too, with the Nixon, with the Watergate. But you didn't take that. You didn't take that. No. You said, no. They got to be lying. There's got to be more. And you kept digging. Well, how come you're not digging with Hillary Clinton? Why aren't you digging? Why didn't you dig with Barack Obama, with the IRS? It's much more, a much bigger crime, what Obama did with the IRS and Richard Nixon did with the IRS. So where were you, Woodstein? Where were you? Fast and Furious. Look what happened to Fast and Furious. I know, such a long time ago. Where were you, Woodstein? How about Benghazi? I still keep bringing up Benghazi, and I'm not going to let it go. And why should I? Those were four real people that really died. Nobody died with Watergate. What is it going to take? What are we going to have to do as a nation? What do we got to do? I get on the airwaves and complain about it. There's a lot of people that get on the airwaves and complain about it. A lot of people report about it on their little newspapers and their little blogs. But still, we don't have the actual fire. And Congress, well, they had another hearing. And what came out of the hearing? Well, nothing. And the FBI, they refused to prosecute. Well, we'll give it to the DOJ. The DOJ, well, we'll give it to the FBI. And plus, we looked into the Clinton Foundation a year ago. We found nothing. There was nothing to see there. So we're not going to investigate it again. So nobody wants to investigate these people. Well, with Richard Nixon, I mean, people were standing in line. They were buying tickets to prosecute him. And now we can't find anybody? But Hillary Clinton was doing, I mean, legitimate, serious crimes. And yes, there was loss of life. And she did profit and make lots and lots and lots of money. Well, Richard Nixon didn't make any money off of Watergate, off of any of the stuff that they were doing. He didn't make any money off of it. And nobody died from it. And no foreign government got any confidential information from it. The whole thing was started to stop the leaks so that foreign governments wouldn't find out our information. That's why he formed the plumbers. But if you think about it, I mean, the plumbers were to stop a leak at the water gate. Just think about that for a second. It's just one of those kind of weird, you know, weird things of history. But, you know, what are you going to do? And now you got the State Department. There was this reporter, and good for him. He just couldn't have enough. This lady was asking a question. And, of course, you know, the state spokespeople, they're not going to tell you anything. I don't even know why reporters even go to these briefings when the spokesperson's not going to say anything. Well, this woman had asked a question and couldn't get an answer. Then the next guy asked a question. Said, hey, you know, you didn't answer her question. Bah, 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 I asked the question. Answer the question. Well, again, the spokesperson did not answer the question. Then the third guy gets up, and he's going back and forth. And finally, he says, I'm sorry, but am I not speaking English? He said, it's coming across as a foreign language. He says, no one is saying it's not okay or it's bad for the department to get abroad or to get a broad variety of input from different people. Asking the question is whether or not you have determined that there was nothing improper. She's talking about the emails, all the leaks in the emails, and they're asking her, was there anything improper in these emails? Does the state have anything to say about it? She says, well, the lady kept going, well, you know, people in the state, you know, they talk to, and I talk to different people from all over the world, business leaders and diplomats, and we talk to all these people all over the world, and everybody in the state talks to everybody all over the world. They said, that's not the question. What are you talking about? Then the other guy gets up and says, you didn't answer her question. You know, was there any impropriety in these emails connecting the Clinton Foundation and the State Department? Was Hillary Clinton using the State Department to benefit the Clinton Foundation? We all know the answer is yes, and she wouldn't answer the question. Finally, the third guy says, what, am I speaking English here? What the hell is the matter with you, you nitwit? Answer the damn question. And she still never did. She still never answered the question. And why should they? Why should they answer the question? They can't go out and tell the truth. Nobody can tell the truth anymore. We can't tell the truth, damn truth tellers. Well, look, this story's not going away, but I mean, my God, it just doesn't, it keeps coming out, but there's no traction. And I don't understand why. Look, again, I understand brotherhood and, you know, I know Republicans, they don't want to go after their own kind, and Democrats, they don't want to go after their own kind, but the Republicans back with Richard Nixon, they realized, wait a minute, we can't stick up for this dude. This stuff is not right, wrong. We just can't have this. We can't have it. Well, nobody wants to do that anymore. The more crimes the president commits, well, the more they back him up. And nobody wants to prosecute the FBI, the DOJ, nobody. Me personally, I think the DOJ should be separate from the administration. I think the American people should vote for the attorney general, and the election should be offset of the president. So I think we'd have a much more balanced a government that way. But I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. They're afraid to go after Barack Obama because he's the first black president. They're afraid to go after Hillary Clinton because she's the first female. Well, my God, I mean, I don't care what your color is or your sex. I care about the crimes that you're committing. Nobody gave a damn that Richard Nixon was a white, straight male. I mean, my Lord,
what is it going to take? What more is it going to take before these, before the American people just, we can't have this anymore? I know there's a lot of us, but where's the media? Well, we don't know. Where's Congress? Where's the FBI? Where's the DOJ? Well, they're all in the tank for her. This is why it is so important that we do get Donald Trump, because you can't buy Donald Trump. How are you going to buy Donald Trump? What are you going to buy with? With what? You can't buy him with money. He's got money. You can't buy him with buildings. He's got buildings. You can't buy him with boats. He's got boats. He's got cars. He's got everything. The man can't be bought. So why do we want a president who's already been bought when we can get someone that can't be bought? I mean, I just don't understand what happened to this country, how we went from mass hysteria for what Richard Nixon did to just, I mean, absolute nothing but crickets compared to what Obama and the Clintons have been doing and are continuing to do today and will continue until they're stopped. We can't have this anymore, America. We can't have it. We just cannot simply have it. Now, I went 10 minutes over. I was trying to get out of here at the hour and a half level. I've got some things to do, but I start talking and there's nothing I can do. I can never shut up. But I do want to think we did have some people in the chat room here tonight. I know we had Flycatch was in here for a while. Bitbanker. I know Joseph Gibson was in here. Sharon Watson. She was in here. And I want to thank all those listening on their smartphones. And all those that do listen into Archive. We do get a lot of people that do listen into Archive. I really want to thank you for listening. Now, tomorrow night is Friday, so we do have our sports show on tomorrow night. It's a lot of fun. We forget about all the evil. On Fridays, we forget about all the evil in the world, and we talk about things that really matter to Americans, and that is sports. Now, you don't have to like sports. That's fine. But, yes, we do have to talk about the things that we don't like, but we also have to talk about the things that we do like. We must never forget who we are. We are Americans, and Americans like things. And it's okay to like things. It is okay to like things, whatever it is. But you're going to lose focus if you don't talk about things that you do like. If all you do is talk about things that you hate, well, that's all you're going to end up doing is just hating and talking about things that you hate. You're going to miss life. There's a lot of life out there. So we have to enjoy a little bit of it once in a while. And it's okay to take one day out of the week, forget about all the evil in the world, and talk about things that you like, that make you feel good. And there's nothing wrong with feeling good. There's nothing wrong with it. But you got to do the work first. You do the work, and then you can play. But if all you got is play, well, then that's, you got nothing accomplished. And if all you do is work, well, you're not really accomplishing as much as you think you do. You're just working, and you're missing out. So don't miss out, and never forget of who you are. You are an American, and you like things. You don't like sports, well, then talk and do things that you do like. It's okay to like whatever the hell you want to like. And nobody can tell you different. So on Fridays, we forget about all the evil in the world, and we talk about things that I like, and that's sports, and we have a lot of fun. So we will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.